thumb, Larry Glass.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing there, young man?
Tom, good morning, and thanks for the compliment.
Hey, what's with the weather?
Your boy, you got me. I tell you what, as a meteorologist of a long time ago, all I can say is it's hot, and all I have to do is just walk outside, and I can tell you that.
Yeah, it's going
to
be rather hot today and hot tomorrow, and keep that in mind and when you're working in the out in the garden.
Yeah, oh, indeed.
Especially us as a landscape company, we... I'm very conscious of keeping people well hydrated in the water. Not only that, but insect repellents and all kinds of stuff. So you really have to protect yourself on all aspects out there. Sunscreen, the whole works.
Man, you just can't be careful enough.
Yeah, no. And you got to be safe, and you got to protect yourself. You got to keep yourself from getting too dry. One of my guys a few weeks ago didn't drink enough stuff or the right stuff.
Yeah.
And he wound up in the emergency room, but he's all right. They just gave him some water and he's all right. He kind of changed his ways about what he drinks too. So just plain old water is good for you. In the morning, I'll give myself a little bit of the
electrolyte stuff.
That's the word. Yeah. I couldn't think of that word. Electrolytes, yeah. Mm-hmm. And that does help out a whole lot.
Oh, it does.
Even at my age, I'm out there in the heat swinging a pick. And if you keep yourself well hydrated, you can do it. And you get used to it, too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even run the air conditioner in my pickup. Probably because it doesn't work. But it's not good for you to come in and out of the air conditioning and so on. So, so anyway, in the garden... fall is approaching.
Yes.
And the winter weeds will come up in the garden. So the application of something like a preen or something like that at this point in time would help reduce somewhat the emergence of those fall and winter weeds and spring weeds and so on. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be proactive about keeping your landscape maintenance or your landscape appearance up, then you might want to consider perhaps getting a pre-emergent herbicide. So you're not out there pulling weeds and so on.
Oh, you don't want to do that. That's a waste of your time.
So do that right now. Also, it's getting close to the time for the fall fertilization of a lot of your shrubs and trees. So be prepared for that. It's not time quite yet, but anyway. And also be sure to fertilize only when the moisture levels are good in the soil. That's kind of a given at this point. We've had enough rain now to carry us through the 1st of December.
Yeah.
So, which is good. I don't think this ever happened.
Not in memory.
In the past.
Yeah.
No. Rain in August, quite a novelty. I remember a golly back in 1978. I was working here with a construction company.
Mm-hmm.
And we, that particular year, I think 78 or 79, I remember, we had 103 days straight of no wind, over 100 degree temperatures.
Oh,
and you got used to it, but golly, and I was a lot younger then. But anyway, so it could happen, but fortunately it didn't happen this year. So anyway, getting back to fertilization, you want to pick a fertilizer that's good for the particular plants you're using. If you're fertilizing your hollies, use something with some iron in it. Our soil here is by nature deficient in iron, and any good fertilizer will have trace elements in it. So look at the label on the side, just like when you go to the grocery store and buy crackers and stuff.
look at that on your fertilizer.
You look at the label, too, see if they got the words you can't pronounce in there.
Benzohydriazine.
Yeah. What does that stuff do, anyway?
Preserve something.
The trace elements, the iron, the molybdenum, the boron, the zinc, the copper, all that other stuff, is good for the plants. Especially here in our soil, we have... in some parts of town, an iron deficiency. And the plants respond very vigorously to applications of iron, specifically hollies. And that's sort of across the board on holly plants. Anything from deciduous hollies, which is a native plant, to yopan hollies, which really, we'll talk about that a little bit later. But anyway, yopan hollies really like some extra iron added to them. It deepens the color by nature. The yopan hollies are kind of an olive green color. And this will darken the color to make them a real deep green color. And they're really quite attractive and very shiny, too, when they have sufficient quantities of trace elements in them. So when you do, don't get, you know, some cheap fertilizer that's meant for cotton or something. Get one that's meant for...
for what you have.
Yeah, whatever. That's meant for shrubs and things. And yeah. We do have a kind of fertilizer at the nursery called Southern Green Maker,
okay,
which has 4% available iron in it. And it works very well for holly plants. And we also have Holly Tone, which is good for your holly plants, too. And Milt Organite, which has 4% iron in it, too. And a lot of other little goodies that the plants really like.
Feed them well, and they'll treat you well.
So, yeah. So, anyway. So, fertilize only when the moisture level is good. Try not to fertilize when it's dry. Because mm-hmm. really, it won't be available to the plant for quite some time mm-hmm. in dry soil. So... and water afterwards, too. Mm-hmm. So if your soil is dry, which is probably not the case right now, you do want to have water first before you fertilize.
Yes.
Then put your granular fertilizer on or your liquid fertilizer on, and then water it in again a little bit just so it doesn't wash down the river.
Don't need that runoff.
But it's other things going in the garden. It's still time to plant Bermuda seed, but you better get busy because September is the very last time. So if you want to establish some Bermuda seed somewhere, you need grass, and you want to use the seed, you better get on with it because you're running out of time. The stolons on the Bermuda grass have to harden before the winter hits. Mm-hmm. And it takes 10 to 15 days for the grass to come up to begin with. And then thereafter, it has to form some stoloniferous growth, mm-hmm. which is the little runners that run everywhere. And once it's reached that point, it should survive the winter okay.
Very good.
So the later you wait to apply Bermuda grass seed, the less of it's going to survive the winter. So get after it if you haven't done it yet or if you need to do it. So anyway, time for that. It's time to plant turnips
okay.
in the garden. Yeah.
Oh, I like turnips.
That's the usual look I get from people. Okay.
No, actually, I like them, but I've never planted them or...
Well, they're really easy to grow. Yeah, so yeah.
Stick them in the ground, they come growing.
That's right.
Come
it's
going.
Time to plant that turnip. That's kind of the harbinger of fall crops is the turnips. It's time to get those in the ground. So,
okay.
Check that out. Do not on your trees and shrubs. There's some trees that you can prune a little bit right now. Some you don't want to prune right now. Your dogwoods, you don't want to trim them back. I was at somebody's house earlier this week, and they had a dogwood, and they asked, "Do I prune it now?" And I said, "Absolutely not." And so, what about my azaleas? I said, "Absolutely not."
You want them around for a while? Yeah, hold on.
Then we looked real close at the azalea plant. Mm-hmm. And I showed her the forming bud for the flower next spring. I said, "Here's the bud forming next spring." She said, "Oh." I said, "Yeah." Like, "Oh, I trimmed them last year. Whoops."
Not going to do that again.
But anyway, so you have been informed. Also, forsythia, you don't want to trim back right now. Also, flowering quince and anything that blooms early in the spring. Lilac bushes especially. This was a pretty good year for lilacs to bloom this year. Typically, they do like a fairly cold winter, which we had our share of that. I know I was out in it. And they bloomed real well this year. So, but you want to ensure that you're going to have blooms and not cut back your lilacs at this point, because it will cut off the blooms for next year.
You don't want that again.
Mm-hmm. And the wisteria vines also. They should be shaped up and pruned at this point. So you don't want to cut them back also. And the clematis, the clematis bloom on new growth. So no problem. You can cut them back if you need to.
Very good. Folks, if you have a call or a question, you can always call us at 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. That'll take care of you. And let's take a quick break, and we'll have more coming up right here.
Summer is here, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has summer sell items to get your garden growing. You can save up to 50% off select items. Green Thumb has perennials, flowering hanging baskets, tropical plants, trees, and shrubs that are on sale at great prices. So check out Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse on Nowater Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5.
Brent Walker's in from United Rentals. And Brent, why would somebody want to rent as opposed to just going out buying a piece of gear?
Rentals works great just for the one-time use, two-time use type person versus laying out that kind of dollars for bigger and heavier equipment.
Weather around Oklahoma can cause power outages, and you've got generators for people.
We have generators from the small, we call them suitcase size, all the way up to large to run buildings, homes, businesses. So we can get you taken care of with generators.
United Rentals in Bartlesville, 3801 Southeast Nowata Road. Call to reserve your equipment rentals, 918-333-9580.
When you need the help of a good mechanic, ABS Performance is where you need to go. They can do everything from a simple oil change to a full-blown transmission and engine replacement. No job is too big or small, and having the right mechanic for general and complete automotive care is important. They'll keep your vehicle up to date on oil changes and routine maintenance. Seek the help of a good mechanic. Head to ABS Performance on Price Road next to the Washington Park Mall in Bartlesville. Phone number 918-333-4420.
There's a lot going on right now, and broadcasters are on the ground covering all of it, bringing you the weather, the traffic, and breaking news, all while entertaining you 24 hours a day. Someone needs to tell you what's going on around the world and in our hometowns. And that someone is us. We are free radio. We are always there. We are broadcasters. Visit wearebroadcasters.com or text radio to 52886 to learn more. Furnished by NAB and this station.
Open up the champagne. Pop. Oh, yeah. And we are back. The Green Country Governor with Larry Glass. And our phone lines are open at 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. And we've been talking about what to prune, what not to prune. And, of course, it's hot outside, so take all kinds of precaution. What's going on at the nursery here?
Okay. We've got still have lots of things for sale. We're getting in some new stuff really soon. Getting from our suppliers, getting emails and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Telling us what's available and all that. It looks pretty exciting for fall. We've got coupons here for...
Coupons.
Coupons. Yeah. We got the glass yard art.
Wow, cool.
Which is kind of cool. It's a little bit of color in the yard. It's kind of nice. And you might have a niche for this, or it makes a good gift for somebody.
Somebody, yeah. It's going to be used, that's
so
for sure.
So we have some of those to give away today to six lucky callers.
Right.
So anyway... Okay, we're talking about what's happening in your garden at this point. Mm-hmm. We need to get to tree damage that occurred after the storms we had.
Oh, boy, there's a lot
of
that.
We did have quite a bit.
Yeah.
And I see some that has not been really properly pruned at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's an alliteration. But anyway, you want to cut them fairly square. You want a good even cut.
Yeah.
Fairly close to the main stem. When you do have a damaged branch on the tree, if it's all torn up, you just want to cut it off and then cut it fairly close. Don't leave a stub. If you do leave a stub, we'll come back and cut it off maybe. but it heals up so much faster. And I see so many trees that have this growth that grows is trying to grow around a stub.
Looks all knobby.
And it looks real kind of knobby, like you said. So make sure to cut it squarely and cut it fairly flush to the main stem, mm-hmm. so it will heal up, and that goes for some other things too. So anyway, that's kind of it on the pruning those things. So where are we?
Time to plan for your landscape.
Okay, it's too early for mums, but get the ground ready.
Chrysanthemums,
they're growing real nicely, and they'll be ready for sale here. It's too early to put them out because it can get kind of hot. So you want to get the ground ready. And if you do have some mums in there, they should be about anywhere from 8 to 9 inches tall at this point.
Okay.
You don't want stretchy mums going into the fall.
No.
Because usually when the blooms are real heavy, we have a rain and they just kind of split in half. So you want to keep them fairly short at this point. The differentiation is occurring real, real soon on the mums. So it's the absolute last time to cut them back. So if you haven't kept them sheared back, you might want to do so just so they're more compact and nicely grown. Maybe a little bit of fertilizer, too. Okay?
Wow, indeed.
At the nursery, check out the ring gauges. Maybe it'll help a little bit. We have a good amount of shrubs and trees and annuals despite the heat. So come check it out. We've got all kinds of cool stuff.
Very, very good. Very, very good.
And landscaping. Now's the time to think about a landscape plan. I've got some on the drawing board. I submitted one yesterday on the internet and to email. Really liked it, so we'll see what happens out of that. But anyway, we can communicate online like that, back and forth. It makes the presentation real quick, and you can see progress on the project.
Immediately. What? Almost immediately, you can see that progress. Well.
So anyway, I do that with a lot of my clients. Yeah. They really appreciate getting an email with their house and how it will look with the landscaping around it.
Wow, that is cool.
So that's kind of nice. So anyway, check it out. We're pretty well qualified. I've got a university degree, and we can offer a solution. We have an experienced installation group to do the work. So we've got one guy who's been with us for 10 years, another one's been 8 years.
That's really good.
And a couple of freshmen, but they're real good too. But anyway, so we do have a lot of projects online right now we're doing, so there'll be a little bit of delay, but we're getting through that. The rain hasn't helped our schedule any this year. And
I don't think it has.
So it's been a real pain, but anyway. Fescue seeding time is getting really close too. So we like to use a 5-star fescue. It's pretty good grass. And seems to do okay in the clay and somewhat rhizomatous. You might consider, and I've been to several people's houses where they have a situation where the grass just simply is not growing due to having too much shade. And it's too hot to put down fescue sod at this point. Mm-hmm. Fescue sod is available a little bit later on when it starts to get a little cooler at night, but it's just simply not available now. Because you put it on the ground, it'll just simply turn into hay. So.
Not quite the investment you had in mind, you know.
You really don't want to do it now. No. However, we are about 3 weeks away from when it's time to do some seeding of fescue grass.
Okay.
Now, you really just can't get off your Barker Lounger and throw some seed on the ground and get back on the Barker Lounger and expect it to grow. No. You want to?
Funny how people seem to think that that's how it works.
No, it's not how it works. Our soil here is by nature, is somewhat compacted. And the grass has a very difficult time establishing in that situation. Now, typically what we do when we do a seeding project is we prepare the soil. And so here you go again, talking about ground prep. But anyway, we prepare the soil with the compost.
You have to do it.
And then the roots have a chance to dig deep into the ground below the compacted zone to where they can actually take up moisture fairly deep in the soil. So... an ounce of preparation is worth a pound of failure. And more grass seed per square foot does not equal a thicker lawn. Mm-hmm. Anywhere from 6 to 8 pounds, I say seven pounds of seed per 500 square feet. Yeah, it is. Or is that 1,000? 6 to 8 pounds per 1,000 square feet is enough.
So it'll take care of it. You don't have to sit there.
You don't need to get a 50-pound bag of fescue seed to do your front lawn in Glenwood or something. Yeah. It's just really small.
So, a little bit more than what you bargained for after that.
But there is a really long window of time when the grass seed can be established here in town, coming up in the end of this month. Okay. So in spring, there's a short window in late February or so, but... we have a long window, 1st of September, all the way till the middle of October. Mm-hmm. So, but don't delay, because the birds like to have their fill, and then the river has a real nice green margin around it from the grass seed that washes out when it rains. So you want to make sure you get an early start on it so you can get something established, because you never know, you might have to reapply some grass seed because all factors play into it disappearing or so. So anyway, that's time. And also give it a bit of fertilizer, too. There's some schools of thought that say you really can't fertilize at the same time, and some people say you can. But if you use a low-nitrogen fertilizer when you do, as you install it, it'll help it get off to a really good start. Mm-hmm. It's also a good idea prior to doing this, before you invest all this time and this money and this effort, to test your soil. Find out chemically where your soil is. Then if you need to make some changes, and it takes time for the lime or the ammonium or aluminum sulfate, it takes a bit of time for the reaction to take place. So you want to be proactive on that and have your soil tested prior to doing it. If you're really serious, about getting some grass seed established. You want to have your soil tested. And it's about $15 for an extension agent. You get all kinds of information on your soil. So, fescue grass, getting time for that too. Weed control in the landscape. We talked earlier about it's time to put down pre-emergent on your beds, but there are three ways. Physical pulling.
Okay.
If you want to swelter in the 100-degree heat index and pull weeds, that's fine for you.
There are some who would prefer, and I don't know why.
Chemical control. Mm-hmm. But if you're really against chemical controls, you might consider just adding some extra mulch. Two or a three-inch layer of mulch is sufficient to do a significant amount of weed control, even without the weed mat. If you keep that up, then you won't have much of a problem. You'll have a few of them here and there, but it won't be that bad. If you really, and I don't like to use the chemicals myself if I can avoid it, so I do use some mulch. But I haven't had time to do it this year. I've been so busy. So I got a few weeds. Oh, okay. But it's not that bad. In 20 minutes, I'll have them cleared out. But anyway, so 2-inch layer of mulch works real well. Now, if you combine the mulch with a pre-emergent herbicide, you'll have very good control of weeds in the beds. So you might, and it really is not that difficult to do. Every 90 days, you put down a pre-emergent, and maybe once a year, put down the mulch. So get off the couch and get out there and make your yard look pretty.
All right. Okay? Very good. Very, very good. Right now, we are at about half past the hour here on our program. We want to make sure that you have a chance to call in. So please, if you do have that opportunity, let's hear from you. Let's hear from you now at 336-1400 or at 1-800-749-5936. That is our toll-free number. And we're going to take a break here in just a little bit, and we're going to get back to more of our program right here on our radio station. So stay right there, folks. We've got more coming up in just a moment. And again, our phone numbers are available to you right now at 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936, and that'll get you going. So once again, let's take a little bit of a break, and we'll have more coming up in just a moment.
From News Talk K1AM.
It's cold in here.
I'm an attorney.
You might. 3 FM. News and weather together.
All right, we're going to be back here with the program here in just a second here. We've had a little bit of a problem with our commercial break, and we will try to get that fixed here as soon as we possibly can. In the meanwhile, let's pick up where we left off, Larry.
It is cold in here.
It is cold in here.
Your air conditioning. Somebody must have a turbocharged diesel-powered air conditioning compressor.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the tree of the week is Diospyros virginiana.
Uh-huh.
Otherwise known as the persimmon. The persimmon is a slow-growing deciduous tree, rarely exceeding 50 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And the leaves are generally rounded, kind of elliptical in shape, anywhere from 4 to 6 inches long. Dark green color specifically, and pale green down below. And the bark on older trunks is black and broken up into distinctive, regular, square blocks. So when you're tromping through the woods and you run across a tree that really dark-colored trunk, kind of crooked, too, and has the bark associated in cubes on it, then you come across a persimmon tree. The flowers are greenish and very inconspicuous. Each tree only having one male or one female flower. So this plant is what we call dioecious, male and female on separate plants.
All right, we've got a phone call. Let's go ahead for our caller. Hi, good morning and welcome. You're on the air. Question for Larry.
We've gypsum is available at Green Thumb. They also have it at Atwoods and places like that. It's pretty easy to get. Well, it's real heavy. That might be one reason why the bags are anywhere from 40 to 60 pounds apiece. So, yeah. You can do it anytime. The Egyptian The gypsum kind of breaks up the clay bonds in the clay, so it loosens up the clay soil, opens up the soil a little bit. And you can apply as much as you want. It really doesn't change the chemical structure of the soil. It shifts or it alters the soil physically. And it does have an element of calcium in there and an element of sulfur, calcium sulfate. So it does help a lot to add some little sulfur to the soil, too, which can darken the color of your grass. So it doesn't really matter. Applying it, it's a good idea maybe to rough up the soil a little bit prior to applying, and then it'll work its way into the soil a little bit better that way. But the best way to apply it is to integrate it into the soil. But if you don't have that ability, it takes a little bit longer. You can apply it to a rough surface, and it'll do okay.
All right.
And your first, it takes a it depends, really. Depend on the moisture content, which is good right now, and precipitation and so on. So it takes a little while, up to 30 days for it to work. And your first name is? Barbara. Okay, Barbara. Thank you for calling.
All right. And we've got another call lined up here for you. And hi, caller. You're on the air. Good morning. Hi.
Best soil for pine trees. Well, I lived in Georgia for a long time. We had that old red clay and pine trees everywhere. What kind of pine trees specifically? Okay, well, Austrian pines are a little picky. They like a soil that's not really a heavy clay, a good well-drained soil. The loblolly pine is a very fast-growing pine tree, and it's okay, the loblolly pine is very tolerant of different soil conditions. It doesn't like heavy yellow clay, though. They respond very. Don't overdo it, though. They'll grow too fast and break up in storms. But give it enough fertilizer to maintain a green color. What kind you got in the back of the garage? they're not that picky, no. So it's not. But use one that's the best thing you can do is use one that has some trace elements in it, and it'll do very well. So yeah, loblolly pine is a fast-growing tree over here. If we have an ice storm, they can break up a bit. Over time, they last quite a long time, but they are somewhat susceptible to borers. So you want to watch any bleeding on the trunk and be proactive on that, too, if you do have some borers. So keep them healthy, and they should do just fine. Okay, and your first name is? Bonnie? Oh, Connie. Okay, Connie, thank you.
All right, and thank you very much for your call. I do believe we have another one right here. Let's go to our next caller. Hi, good morning. Welcome.
Right.
Oh.
Okay. Right. There's a chance. Is it an established tree? Okay. Well, we've had a kind of an anomalous weather pattern, and dogwoods are kind of sensitive to root rot, so it might be a case of root rot. It sounds like a case of root rot on the. Okay. Is there any peeling bark on the trunk at all? Any peeling bark? Any any sign of bores, any holes, anything. Okay, well, it sounds to me like it could be a rut rot situation. Now, you might be maybe if you can cultivate the soil around it. In other words, if you know where the root ball was, you want to go past that area and work the soil loose on the surface. And there's a chance it can come back if the soil is permitted to breathe a little bit better. I know our soil here is just enough to let air get into the soil. And there's a good chance it'll make it. Dogwoods, no matter where you plant them, we always plant them kind of shallow, and so they're more or less up on a little hill. Okay. Right. Even though it's on a hill, we plant it a little higher than the surrounding soil. And they tend to survive a little better that way. It's a light fertilization will be okay. You don't want to overdo it. But a light fertilization, so aerate the soil by working it up around the tree and give it just a little bit of fertilizer. Try not to water it too much, and it should make somewhat of a comeback. It might come back from the main trunk, and you might have lost a lot of the outside part of it, perhaps. But it'll probably come back from the main trunk, leaf out again. Yeah, you'll know. You can tell by the water content in the stem. Do the scratch test during the winter and see if it's green down below. And if it's all dry and crackly, well, you've lost it. But other than that, it's okay. So it's not dry and crackly yet. So there's a chance. There's a chance. Outside chance, but there's a chance. And your first name? Kathy? Okay. All right. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. And we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more after this. And we are going to take a two-minute timeout for stations along the network line, and hang tight.
Hi, this is Brian Ballard with Roman Chevrolet Buick in beautiful Independence, Kansas. I'm inviting you to come up and take advantage of our great savings. You do not have to pay extra taxes when you buy your vehicle at Roman Chevrolet Buick in Independence, Kansas. We have a great selection of new Chevrolet Buicks and certified pre-owned vehicles. Whatever your budget may be, we have the vehicle for you. Our employees will greet you with a smile. We will treat you the way you want to be treated at Roman's in Independence, Kansas. At Roman's, we make car buying fun again. You can reach us at 620-331-4700 or online at romansgm.com.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it.
I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Parents make all kinds of choices about their child's health. One important way you can protect your child's health is with vaccines. Viruses and bacteria are unpredictable, and even healthy children can develop severe complications.
I'm all done.
By vaccinating, you can feel good that you're doing everything you can to protect your child from harmful diseases. If you have questions about your child's vaccines, talk with your pediatrician and visit healthychildren.org.
Peter's True Value in Dewey has great items at great prices, like these bargains of the month. 16-pack of AA or AAA batteries, $12.99 each. 8-pack CND or 4-pack 9-volt alkaline batteries are $13.99 each, your choice. Get Easy Care latex ceiling paint for $12.99 for 1 gallon. See these and more bargains of the month at Peter's True Value in Dewey. Prices good now through September 2nd. That's Peter's True Value in Dewey.
Good morning and welcome back to the Green Country Gardener. I'm Tom. I'm here with Larry, our expert, of course. And according to what we've got coming up here, I want to leave a note for stations along the network lines. We do have one extra break here today at 2 minutes, and we'll advise you on that. All right, now we want to get back to the show. We've had a lot of callers today, and it looks like we're probably going to have a lot more today at 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936. Larry, back to you.
Okay, getting back to the persimmon tree.
Mm-hmm.
The female flowers develop into a showy orange fruit up to 2 inches in diameter that are very astringent during as they grow. In other words, they're sour.
Sour.
Yeah, not sour. They just kind of turn you inside out a little bit. But anyway, but they're really quite sweet after we've had a good freeze.
There you go.
So if you're wanting to build a house somewhere and you come across some of these trees, you might consider keeping them around.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll get some persimmons.
There you go. Nice little treat.
Good stuff, yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, and they are cultivars that are available, and some for fruit quality and actually seedless ones. Cold hardiness and disease resistance are available in the persimmon trees. I don't know where you can get them. I don't know if I can get them, but they are apparently available out there. So anyway, that's a tree that kind of grows around here natively. And one thing I don't like about them is they're very susceptible to tent caterpillars, which got to be kind of started to be a bit of a problem, but they seem to have stopped.
They have.
I haven't seen a lot of development on the tent caterpillars.
Okay.
I thought, oh, boy, this is going to be a humdinger of a year like it was three years ago.
Oh, boy.
3 years ago, this whole town looked like it was Halloween.
That's what they were telling me around the radio station. Yeah. They said, "Well, you haven't seen anything like you saw that. That was crazy stuff.
Ghostly looking stuff all over town. It's terrible.
It's haunted." No, but, it's not.
I guess they kind of overstayed their welcome, and they haven't been back very much since then. But anyway, tent caterpillars really like these plants.
Mm-hmm.
So it's only about the only drawback they have.
Oh, my.
They might have some occasional borers here and there, but they're a good tough tree. So anyway, tree of the week, shrub of the week, rather, is the dwarf yaupon holly.
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this one a little bit earlier. It's a very symmetrical, dense, rounded form of dwarf yaupon holly. Requires only infrequent pruning to maintain its 2 to 4 foot height and spread if you wanted to get that tall. Take some notes here. I know you need some of these. But anyway, the dwarf yaupon hollies, I have some at my house that I know. We've been there 16 years, and they were old when we moved there, and they're still doing well, and I take the electric shears and just cut them flat across the top every year.
Give them an old flat top.
And they stayed a very dense form. They look a little ugly for a couple weeks in the spring after you do that, but right now they're this low-mounded shrub that looks like it's been pruned.
Mm-hmm.
It hasn't.
It hasn't. It was a good haircut.
I did try some Bordeaux varieties over by the garage, and they do very well also, but they don't maintain as tight a form as the standard dwarf yaupon when they're pruned on the top like that. But they make a very attractive low hedge, 4 inches below the windowsill. Yeah, I go to a lot of people's houses and the windows that are hidden by the shrubs. Oh, there's a window back there. And they'll have a boxwood or a dwarf yaupon holly or something like that, a nandina. And all these plants can be cut back to accommodate the architecture of the house. And that's the true with the dwarf yaupon. It can be trimmed back also.
You know, ever since you brought that up about a month or 5 weeks ago, Susie and I have been noticing that every time we drive around.
Yeah.
Boy, remember when Larry was talking about, there's one of them. It's not that common, but you notice that.
I was at a house over in the Colonial. I was looking at somebody. I looked across the street, and it looks like the Munsters. My goodness. Yeah. Come on, people, cut the stuff back. I mean, and then I was in there yesterday. The wife and I were driving around, and we came across one. It's the same thing. These great big oak trees growing close to the house, and ailanthus trees, and other things that was. As they get more mature, it's going to be more difficult to get rid of them.
Okay.
And they've really just grown around this house. And it's just really strange. But anyway, getting back to the dwarf yaupon holly.
Before we become shrub snobs.
Really, it is ideally suited as a low-growing foundation plant. Dwarf yaupon holly is also excellent as a tall ground cover for large-scale commercial industrial landscapes.
Mm-hmm.
I see these planted in lots of groups, groups and clusters in a bosque, if you will.
Yeah, okay.
And have been allowed to grow together, and they form a solid growth. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that works pretty well, too. You can shear it to a formal hedge or any number of topiary shapes, dinosaurs, gorillas, pyramids, whatever.
You see people doing that.
Yeah, and the small gray-green leaves of the Nina have no spines, and the female variety of the plant, the female of the variety, rather, rarely produces any berries, so it might have a few little ones here and there, but they just kind of shrivel up and fall off. They're not really that attractive. Mm-hmm. It grows well in sun or light shade, anywhere from soils that are dry to wet, and it withstands drought when established, and the selections grow naturally without irrigation in the dunes along the Atlantic Ocean. So the generic variety of the Yaupon holly, the one that gets big, went to Kitty Hawk one year.
Oh, yeah?
And saw Yaupon hollies. You know, everybody's looking at the airplanes and all that. I'm over there looking at the plants.
Who's
this guy over there looking at the plants?
Take a look at that one.
That's a Yaupon holly. And, oh, the form was, so fascinating. They would come up and they would all be grown towards the land, away from the ocean as they come up and they grow. And they're very interesting.
Yeah,
the forms are just fascinating of these plants.
I've seen that, in pictures. And it's like, wow, didn't know they could do that.
And they form this rather low thicket, which is trimmed by the constant wind and the salt air and all that. And these are somewhat salt tolerant too. Mm-hmm. So anyway, you can do about anything with these shrubs. But you do have to cut them occasionally. And if they get out of hand, if it's, oh my gosh, I forgot all about these for 10 years, you know.
Oh my.
Yeah, they can be cut back rather sternly. Uh-huh. And they look like they've been run through a grinder for a while, but they do put on some new leaves and they will recover and look nice again. So they're a very resilient plant.
Before we take a quick break, let's go to a phone call here real quick. Hi, you're on the air. You're on with Larry.
Grow about an inch and die.
Okay. A lily pad that sounds like plantain, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, plantain has a very deep root, and it can be difficult to remove. Yeah, in the fall, if you were to apply a pre-emergent in the fall, it would help control that population somewhat, and secondarily, maintaining a fertility level in your grass. It's high enough, it should pretty much choke it out, too. All right, and your first name? Rudy. Okay, Rudy, thank you for calling.
All right, thank you. We're going to take a quick break, a two-minute timeout, and we'll be back with more after this.
Summer is here, and Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouses has summer sell items to get your garden growing. You can save up to 50% off select items. Green Thumb has perennials, flowering hanging baskets, tropical plants, trees, and shrubs that are on sale at great prices. So check out Green Thumb Nursery and Greenhouse on Knowwater Road, Bartlesville's largest selection of quality plants and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5:30, Sunday, noon to 5.
Pratt Pest Control of Bartlesville is reliable. Pratt Pest Control of Bartlesville is professional, but most importantly, Pratt Pest Control of Bartlesville is affordable. So when you have a pest problem, call Pratt Pest Control of Bartlesville, 918-336-BUGS. That number, 918-336-2847. Mention this ad and get $10 off your next service. Pratt Pest Control of Bartlesville, the best pest protection for your home or business.
The opioid epidemic is affecting countless lives and communities nationwide, including young adults. Did you know approximately 45% of opioid prescriptions to adolescents are made by dentists? These drugs, such as oxycodone or codeine, can be addictive and are often prescribed after wisdom teeth removal. For many young people, wisdom teeth extraction often represents their first exposure to opioid medications. To help reduce your risk of misuse or the risk for a loved one, if prescribed an opioid, ask your dentist to consider limiting prescriptions to 3 days. Using over-the-counter pain relievers, such as a combination of ibuprofen and acetaminophen, and properly disposing of all unused medications. That includes returning drugs to your pharmacy or mixing with water and an unappealing substance such as cat litter and putting in the trash. Recovery from opioid addiction requires a whole person approach, addressing clinical, social, and community influences. For more information, go to shatterproof.org. This has been a message from Shatterproof, United Healthcare, and this station.
And we are back, and a reminder to our stations along the network lines, we have one more break before we round up the show. It'll run about 3 minutes, 15 seconds. Right now, let's get back to our program here with the Green Country Gardener. And the phone lines are open for a change. We've been hot and heavy with them at 336-1400 or 1-800-749-5936.
Okay, getting back to the dwarf yopon holly.
Yes.
This last year, we had some minor freeze damage on it, and the year before, we had some major freeze damage on the dwarf yopon hollies. And typically, a winter damage is associated with the plants not being properly watered in the winter. So make sure, if you do plant them, you keep the water levels as they should. And a layer of mulch will also help insulate it from the cold so they can tolerate this a lot better. The dwarf yopon holly is a very good utility plant to use in the landscape. It tolerates our soil, tolerates all kinds of abuse. It can be trimmed and so on. You can step on it and it'll come back, you know. But anyway, it's a very good plant to have in the landscape. And I like to use it for a low hedge just because it's so easy to maintain. But it's very important to keep it well fertilized and make sure going into the winter it has adequate water. And during the winter months, if we do have a drought, you want to water it occasionally, too, as you do with all your other shrubs, too. There are some others, nandinas and whatnot, that can get have problems with being dry in the winter.
Very good. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Again, we'll take a 3-minute, 15-second timeout, and more coming up right here.
Frank Phillips, the old man with barbed wire nerves and the courage of a wolf, didn't realize his own capacity to love until after the death of his dear wife, Jane, in 1948. He no longer heard her laughter in the mansion in town, nor enjoyed the long drives out to his beloved Willow Rock, where they would often go to share an evening dinner. After her death, he found himself waking to the cold reality of her absence and confided to others that his soul ached. More and more of Frank's time was being spent at the ranch, sitting on the front porch of the lodge and enjoying the magnificent view and likely reflecting back on an incredible life of personal and professional accomplishments. However, without his wife in the chair next to him, these simple joys became shallow to Uncle Frank. After her death, those around Frank soon discovered that he had one desire, and that was to build a mausoleum at Willow Rock to serve as a final resting place for Jane and himself. He had picked out the spot years before, a favorite spot that overlooked one of the beautiful lakes that dotted the grounds of the ranch. Inspired by the memorial built for his good friend Will Rogers in Claremore, the mausoleum soon became the primary focus of Frank's life. Once construction started on the mausoleum in 1949, he personally came out every day to see how work was progressing. Frank wanted it within walking distance of the lodge, yet not directly in the public eye, which is why he chose the site above Elk Lake, one of his favorite fishing holes at Willow Rock. Built of native stone with no cut edges, the tomb appeared to spring from the side of the hill as if it was part of the terrain. Workmen blasted through 18 feet of solid rock to form the burial chamber, and the 24-square-foot room was lined with a 12-inch steel-reinforced concrete wall. The chamber was air-conditioned, and a telephone was installed. Inside the mausoleum is a circular rotunda outlined by 8 columns of St. Cecilia marble imported from Italy, which rises 10 feet to a dome. The walls are covered with thousands of mosaic tiles, and in the center of the room is an 8-pointed star formed by the different shades of marble. Construction took about a year, and as soon as it was completed, Frank had Jane's casket brought from White Rose Cemetery, and a memorial service was held at the new mausoleum. To his friends and staff, Mr. Phillips seemed happier than at any time in recent years. His final work was completed, and he could return to the porch of the lodge, which he did until his death on August 23, 1950. The magic of Willow Rock is a story worth sharing, and it can be found everywhere at this national treasure. Come see it for yourself, and welcome home to Willow Rock.
If you're replacing your old windows, make sure you replace your old window problems. Go with the most trusted name in windows, Anderson Windows and Doors. Time-proven, durable, low-maintenance, and energy-efficient. And with their beautiful wood interiors, you're not just replacing, you're upgrading. Anderson 400 Series replacement products, because there's no replacement for confidence. See Anderson Windows and Doors at Overlees Woods Lumber Company on Nowata Road in Bartlesville.
Welcome back. We have about a minute and a half left in the program, Larry, and it's been jam-packed with information and, of course, a lot of phone calls. We love the interaction that we have with our listeners today and viewers because we've been on Facebook Live. I understand that you got the heads up that you got a fan club going on.
You bet. Barbara, Connie, Kathy, and Rudy all are winners of the glass art free thing from the nursery. So you have to come by the radio station, pick up a coupon.
Okay, coupon.
And then bring it by the nursery and pick it up. I've got a couple of these in the yard. I've
pretty nice.
Got the samples from the supplier, and they've held up real well. Through all the rain and all that, they haven't fallen apart or anything. So that's
good.
That's pretty good.
So, and anyway, we've had some challenging rain.
They make a nice little color accent in the garden somewhere. So anyway, so we've talked to about a lot of things today, about dwarf yopons and other things, and golly, come by the nursery and see what we have. We got a lot of plants from which to choose for your landscape, and we can certainly draw you up a plan. A plan is a good roadmap to follow when you're doing your landscape around your yard, because it can get to be a very expensive thing, and you want to make sure it's done right and it matches the house. And before doing it, you always want to make sure you start off with a good sharp shovel. We will see you next week.
Thank you very much, Larry. Stay tuned. We have CBS News coming your way next.
Dignity, compassion, excellence. Stump Funeral Home and Crematory, Bartlesville, Nowata, Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville, K227 CQ Bartlesville.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Mass Mutual.
I'm Bill Rakoff. We are reporting now on the death of Jeffrey Epstein, the former CBS, or I should say former financier who was tied in with the Trump Organization. He was reported to have been found hanged in his jail cell in New York City earlier this morning, taken to the hospital. We also understand it's reported that Epstein hanged himself in his cell 2 weeks after he was found laying in his cell in another apparent suicide attempt, the death coming less than 24 hours after a federal appeals court released thousands of pages of document from a lawsuit filed by a woman who claims the financier kept her as a sex slave. Among the names in those documents, former New Mexico Governor Bill Richardson, former Senator George Mitchell, and Britain's Prince Andrew, all of whom are denying those accusations. Once again, CBS News confirming that 66-year-old Jeffrey Epstein, facing federal sex trafficking charges, has died from an apparent suicide in his New York City jail cell. Funerals and other remembrances continuing for the victims of mass shootings in Ohio and Texas. CBS's Manuel Bajorquez is in El Paso.
Alvaro Mena talked to us about how his stepfather shielded his mother from the gunman.
He saved her life, and here we are saying goodbye to him.
Saying goodbye to him, yes.
More action is the call to lawmakers regarding gun control legislation. We hear more from CBS's Tom Foti.
Before leaving for a New Jersey vacation, President Trump talked of possible legislation to make it tougher for people who should not have guns to get them.
We have tremendous support for really common sense, sensible, important background check.
But little of it on the record from Senate Republicans and none whatever from the National Rifle Association. Tom Foti, CBS News, Washington.
And gun control is the focus of the discussions today in Iowa, where many of the Democratic presidential candidates are campaigning this weekend. At least 13 people are dead. More than a million have been forced from their homes as Typhoon Lakima hit China. 16 are said to be missing after a landslide was triggered by that storm. China is dismissing Hong Kong pro-democracy protesters as clowns and criminals, bemoaning growing violence surrounding months-long demonstrations. Police fired tear gas on the crowds today, as we hear from CBS's Deborah Pata.
We've spoken to protesters who say that they will continue to protest every single weekend until their demands are met. They want Beijing to stop encroaching on the freedom of Hong Kong and to ensure that there is proper democracy in this place.
Up until now, Beijing had showed no signs of preparing for a major crackdown in Hong Kong. This is CBS News.
Behind every moment shared with the ones you love is a plan that helped make it happen. Learn more or find an advisor at massmutual.com.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy platform for video conferencing, phone calls, group chat, webinars, and your conference rooms. Connect easily from anywhere, your mobile phone, your laptop, or conference room. Zoom is how business gets done. Get your free account at Zoom.com today. Meet happy with Zoom.
Did you know that the IRS is getting more aggressive these days? They're using private agencies to track you down. Don't wait. If you owe more than $10,000, take advantage of the Fresh Start Initiative, a program in place that can help you now. You can save thousands and possibly have your taxes forgiven. There's help for those of you who owe $10,000 or more, but it's important that you take action before these programs change. Call the tax experts at Oxford Tax Partners for a free consultation now at 800-575-1919. That's 800-575-1919.
Cowboy poets, storytellers, and musicians are all home on the range in Arizona this weekend. More from CBS News correspondent Stephen Kaufman.
At the Arizona Cowboy Poets Gathering, poetry and music are combined to highlight the heritage and culture of the American cowboy. Trinity Seeley tells the stories of the cowboy and puts them to music.
What I write and perform are firsthand accounts, as well as stories of different people that we know and friends and co-workers and other people that have shared these experiences.
Seeley says don't confuse cowboy music with country and western. Stephen Kaufman, CBS News, Prescott, Arizona.
Actor Richard Gere has visited rescue migrants on a humanitarian ship stuck in the Mediterranean Sea for over a week's time. The actor took food and supplies by boat to more than 100 people aboard that rescue ship. It's been blocked from entering ports in Italy.